segue. Today we're talking about confidence. It's one of those things that I think you are lying to yourself if you are saying that you always are this super confident person. Like, we all falter some ways, but we're going to talk about... Everybody, and welcome back to Hustle and Heels podcast. I'm Stacy,
and I'm Kaylee,
and we are your host, and thanks for joining us again. We love every week that you make time for us, and we're hoping that we bring you another quality episode tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. So we started Hustlin' and Heels to celebrate women who work it. And we have featured some amazing women so far, and it's actually we're on episode 14.
That is nuts.
It is.
I'm having so much fun.
I know.
It's like the best part of my week.
Yeah, and we've drank some amazing wine along the way.
The most.
Mm-hmm.
What are we drinking tonight?
I feel like I'm so much more like cultured.
Me too. You know? And well, a lot of the wine has been local.
Yeah.
And the super cool thing is that as our tribe has grown, our local winery following has grown as well, which mm-hmm. we'll talk a little bit about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But we were gifted the wine tonight again.
Yes.
From a local winery. So, Kaylee, tell us about who we're getting our wine from tonight and what we're drinking.
So, 12 Corners Winery. If you are from our little corner of Southwest Michigan, they're right off 94. They're on Facebook, Instagram, everything at 12 Corners. And actually, that's how we got these bottles. So they say it goes down in the DM. It did. It went down in the DM. Connie.
Hey, I am backing away. I'm backing away from the microphone as Bobby and Mike tell me to do when I cackle.
So Connie at 12 Corners, she has been so loyal to us. And we just love Connie.
You are the best.
She interacts and she likes our pictures. And she reached out and she's like, hey, we want to supply you guys with the bubbly. So we're drinking some semi-dry rosé wine. It's Blue Creek. And actually, just reading this bottle, so this is a fun fact, the Creek photograph on this bottle is by Edward Holland. I don't know who that is, but I like that they gave the photographer credit.
I like it too. And when we say we're drinking, we mean it's almost gone.
Yep. So we had a very important business meeting.
We
that
did.
Required some wine.
We did. So
out of our Hustlin' and Heels wine glasses.
Luckily, they gave us two bottles, though. So mm-hmm. What's the other bottle that kind of gave us? Because here's the cool thing, too. As our tribe grows, every week we get our listeners contact us and they say, what are you all drinking this week? Mm-hmm. And so we let them know, and then they go out to these wineries and they buy that wine. So how cool is that, right? So what's our other choice?
Pinot Noir, one of our personal favorites.
Oh, I love Pinot Noir.
Yep. So we got some good options.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you so much for providing the wine for us this week.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely enjoying it, and we will definitely do our best to send people your way. So thanks, Connie.
Yep.
And thanks, 12 Corners.
And if you know of another wine we should drink next week, send us a DM.
Or send us the wine.
Either one. Either one would be totally fine.
Slide into our DMs or
give
us some bottles.
Yep.
All right, cool. So the wine is super good. I can attest because this is glass number. Whatever. Moving on.
Yeah.
So how's the week been going?
Good. So it's Monday. Yes.
Yeah.
Known for what? Motivation Monday. That's like the
Motivational
most trendy.
Monday for sure.
Okay. Today for me was Marathon Monday.
Talk about it.
The Boston Marathon.
You know, Kaylee runs her marathon. So we were at a staff meeting this morning, and she was like, hey, y'all, who else is following the Boston Marathon? And it was like, crickets. We were like, that's super cool that you are, though.
Me. Oh, okay. I was that person. I was all over Instagram and watching some of the live reports. And not only did an American woman win for the first time in over 3 decades.
Wow.
So the women's heat, of course, I'm talking
USA.
About.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Des Linden, I saw in one report, so I hope it's true. I didn't fact check this, guys, but is from Michigan. Yeah.
God, we love her then.
So, Des Linden, I would love to meet you one day. I'm like, I'm on Instagram right now looking, and 2:39 and a few seconds, I think. So, like, killer time. So inspiring.
We should have her on the podcast.
Yeah, totally.
We've had some amazing people on the podcast. She would should. Totally come.
Yeah, totally. And so, once again, so by the time you listen to this, you'll already know all of this, of course. But Monday, April 16th, an American woman wins the Boston Marathon. Amazing. So, super awesome. And it was a torrential downpour there in, like, real, real crazy rain, super cold temperatures. So very, very difficult running conditions. And it made me have a new perspective on the light dusting of snow that we have here on April 16th, which is still really, really annoying.
Oh, it's so annoying. I mean, yeah. I don't care. I'm still wearing my heels.
You are.
And there are some really good heels. Mm-hmm. I was in Chicago for the weekend. For those of you who follow us on social, my 5-day attempt to get noticed by John Lovett and Love It or Leave It podcast wasn't necessarily successful in the way that I wanted it to be, but there were thousands of people there. But it was a great episode just watching him talk up there on stage, and it was very inspirational and mm-hmm. aspirational, something that we kind of aspire to for sure. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing was that I got some killer heels that weekend in Chicago, so I feel like it was a win.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Did you say you went to Nordstrom Rack?
I did.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't want to. My girlfriends, we went out to lunch. We had some champagne for lunch and other things. Food. And we were going to go shopping, and they were like, let's go to Nordstrom Rack. And I was like, ugh, you guys, I never find anything in there that I like ever. Yeah.
Famous last words.
Yeah. 2 pairs of heels, 2 pairs of jeans, 3 shirts later, walking out of Nordstrom Rack. Like, what?
It is. It's hit or miss, though. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. So it was good. It was definitely a good weekend. But you know what else I did this weekend? I got to live a dream.
Yes.
Tell us more. I got to be a professional wine pourer. And remember, what's the actual term for that? Do you remember?
Sommelier.
Oh, very good.
Is that right?
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Adam, is that how you pronounce it?
So I think someone else told us that, right?
Sommelier. Something like that. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. So, last week in our episode, we were drinking Hickory Creek Winery wine. We were drinking Unplugged Chardonnay. Mm. So I was invited to be a guest wine pourer out there this Sunday and had the most amazing time. So it was super cool being able to talk with the guests that were coming in. And there was a large party that came in at the very end of 14/15 people. I can't remember the exact amount. I think one was pregnant, so she wasn't really drinking. Mm. But they were a fantastic group. And the winery, y'all know I love Hickory Creek. And so it was just a super cool experience. Bucket list item checked off. And it was fun to pretend to be an expert for a little bit now. So, Adam, you do a great job with your winery out there. So proud. Keep it up. Thanks for having me out there.
Did you have any bachelorettes come through?
We did not.
No.
It was Sunday, and it was freezing.
Yeah, I would say it's not exactly wedding season quite yet.
It wasn't the best yet. So. But anyways, I got to do that, so that was cool. Another opportunity, you know, within this podcast. We're getting a lot of opportunities, and I just want to say a special, like, thank you, because lately all of the events that we go to we are now known as the Podcast Girls. So that is a testament to our tribe and to the people that listen to us. And we wouldn't be successful without you guys. So we appreciate that you join us every week. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know we love you. Thank you for joining us on social and all that kind of good stuff. Just a couple more housekeeping items, and then we're going to jump into our topic. I mean, we've been talking for a damn long time. And I just wanted to say, if you are looking for a new podcast to listen to, I have a recommendation, and it comes from our music guy. So if you love our music from Shane Yoder and PutThemInASong.com, he has a new podcast. So if you are subscribing to podcasts, go out to iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you're an Android user, please use Google Play. And when you're out there and if you haven't subscribed to ours yet, yeah, go ahead and do that. But if you are looking for new ones, you're going to look for The Root Note. The Root Note. That's the cool podcast. You need to check it out. Yep. We love Shane.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we also love our executive producer, Mike.
Mike,
thank you for the sticky note. We love him, love him, love him so, so, so much. So, all right. What are we going to talk about tonight? It's just the two of us. You can tell it's a little bit of an intimate atmosphere here in the studio tonight. We had an awesome chat with Bobby, otherwise known as Bob Ruff of
the man
of podcast fame, Truth and Justice. He has like a gajillion bajillion followers, and he sponsors us on NBI Studio. So we had an amazing conversation with him tonight, and so we might have had a little bit of wine, but now we're ready to jump into what our topic is tonight. So
yeah,
Kaylee, I'll let you know.
So talking to Bob, actually, you could say renewed my confidence.
In our podcast? Right.
So, segue. Today we're talking about confidence. And it's one of those things that I think you are lying to yourself if you are saying that you always are this super confident person. Like, we all falter some ways. But we're going to talk about exactly kind of what that means.
Yeah. And why it's important to have confidence as a hustler, and why it's okay if sometimes you don't feel like you're super confident, but maybe what you can do to project confidence or what things you can do to have that internal confidence. And it's okay if you're not confident all the time. Nobody is. Nobody is. And if you say that you are, you're a damn liar.
Yep. But you're embodying the fake it till you make it.
Right.
So that's
and
great.
So that's fine too.
Yeah,
so like,
totally fine.
Do I act like I'm not confident in any situations? I really don't. But does it mean that I'm not internally feeling a little bit wary? Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about that tonight. So how shall we start this off?
Well, so when it's just going to be Stacey and I, we do actually brainstorm about what should we talk about. And so that's what we were doing. And so it kind of gets your brain moving and thinking about, okay, so not only what do we find interesting, but what would our listeners find interesting? And just a little snippet of a podcast I was listening to recently called Deus by Rachel Hollis. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But if you have another,
she was not very confident in the pronunciation.
No, I had to actually like think about that. Sometimes I have a hard time pronouncing words. Deus, I'm pretty sure. But anyways, if you're, that's another really great, inspirational, real podcast. So if you guys are looking for something else to fill your time in between Hustlin' and Heels episodes, that's another good one. But anyways, on a episode, and I actually think it originally aired in like January, but Rachel was talking about, you know, your being confident actually in the selling space. But she said something that really stuck with me. And to be honest, this is kind of like, this is the snippet that I feel like you walk away from every podcast with like one key snippet. So this was my snippet. There's a lot of other great ones that maybe you'll walk away with something else. But anyways, it was, you're as confident as two things. One, what you feel that you know. And two, how good you feel you look. So this was Rachel's perspective. And I was like, preach. Yes. Like for me, that really resonated with me because I think of the times that I feel least confident. It's when I have no clue what I'm talking about. Am I going to fake it? Sure. But in my head, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then two, when I don't feel put together. Yep. And some may call that vain. I don't care. When I feel like I look good, I'm...
Look good, feel good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, you know?
Honestly, it's one of the reasons why I wear heels.
Yeah.
Almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's called Hustlin' in Heels, and I know that a lot of our listeners don't wear heels, and that's that's like cool. Like that's what we are striving for, right? We're talking about and to women who wear all kinds of footwear. And at the end of the day, they're just shoes, right? But when I do wear heels, they're pretty mm-hmm. and I love them mm-hmm. and they make me taller and they make me feel better. I don't know. I mm-hmm. can't really explain it, but I just love them, right? So look good, feel good, that kind of goes into that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that's kind of mental for me, obviously, but everybody I think has that mm-hmm. has that one thing that they want to make sure that they are projecting and that makes them feel good. So
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, whether you're in the sales space or not, like, I mean, I think one of the other points of actually that podcast episode was everyone is kind of in sales.
Yeah.
Even if it's selling yourself. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, however that translates to your life, if you're confident in what you're talking about, if nothing else, then you're going to exude confidence.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, when you feel at ease.
Yeah.
Right. And that's part of being confident. Yep.
You've done your research.
When you've done proper preparation prevents poor performance, as Mrs. Ryder would say in history class. And I think there's a lot to that. So mm-hmm. there's obviously times when we haven't felt confident. So maybe let's go back a little bit before yep. we talk about what makes us feel confident. The very first time, I was trying to think about this as I was preparing for the show, like, what is the first time that I remember not feeling confident? Because as a young woman and as a girl, those are pivotal moments. And as a mother of two daughters, I want to make sure that they are attacking life mm-hmm. and that they're feeling confident in everything that they do. But I know that there are going to be moments where they feel less than confident. So how am I going to prepare them for those moments? So my very first memory of not feeling confident was when I was 8 years old, and I remember it like it was yesterday. So I used to do beauty pageants when I was little, like the kind where you would like get your hair all did with the hairspray, you mm-hmm. have the big old gowns. But I swear to God, like I don't have stage fright today, right? I love public speaking. Like, it's one of my very favorite things to do is public speaking. I attribute all of that to my beauty pageant days when I was younger. So, like, JonBenet status, you know, like, wow. Going out there. Like, not the, yeah, that's a weird reference, but, you know, y'all know what I mean. So, listeners, you know me by now.
So, I was actually picturing the...
I mean, I'm not sure, Mike, if you need to cut this or leave it in, but... Whatever you want to do.
Well,
man.
I was going where you were taking that, though. Yeah. Like, I was picturing a really just beautiful little girl and yeah. lipstick and hair dye.
Sure,
and
that's
everything.
How it was. That's so, how it was.
But then, oh.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So, all right. I'm not sure if that's the best reference, but y'all know what I mean.
Yes.
All right. It was.
Like,
I was
the toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah, but I wasn't a toddler. I was eight. And girls were not nice. In fact,
can be bitches.
In fact, segue. No, not Segway. Squirrel. Squirrel moment. I do recall being in these beauty pageants, and I was, I had a talent where I would do this skit. And now I realize, looking back, this is awful. But my coach, I had a coach. She must have found out that another competitor was doing the same skit, because I did the same damn skit, but I went first. So I killed it. I killed this skit. And I remember seeing out in the audience this little girl who was like almost in tears because she was coming up next and she was about to do the same thing. So
that was like the real life version of the Bring It On movie.
It was.
As a youth beauty pageant.
It was. Wow. I mean, I'm thinking about that right now. That was kind of.
That
kind of hurts
girl,
my heart a little bit.
That little girl probably didn't feel that confident.
It probably hurts my heart a little bit. So anyways, going back
fault,
to,
though.
All right, no, I digress. Kaylee makes me chase squirrels all the time. So
I'm
now,
good at that.
I'm 8 years old. I'm about to go on for my very first time. I've been practicing for months. My hair was in curlers the night before. I am like Shirley Templing it out. I'm ready mm-hmm. to go, right? I got my got my giant gown going on. It's got some lace. It's got some, like, minty green color. I'm ready. Well, it's about to be my turn, and I am a nervous wreck. Like, I've never been out on a stage before in front of hundreds of people. I start crying. Mm-hmm. Well, out of the audience to the backstage comes my dad. And I've talked about my dad before. Y'all know I love my dad. And he comes up to me, and I'm probably 5 minutes from going out on stage. And he said, "Hey, come here a minute." I'm like, "Hey, hey, Dad." He's like, you're not feeling too confident. You're not feeling ready to go out there. I'm like, "I can't do it. I can't go out there." And he said, "I got this joke I want to tell you, or this riddle I want to tell you." So he says, "How do you catch a polar bear?" I said, "Dad, like, this is not the time for us to be talking about how do you catch a polar bear." He said, "How do you catch a polar bear?" And I said, "I don't know, Dad." And he said, "Well, you see, you cut a hole in the ice. You put peas all around the hole. And when the polar bear bends over to take a pee, kick him in the ice hole." Okay, I'm 8. I get the joke.
Uh-huh.
I start cracking up laughing. They call my name. I'm ready to go. I go out onto the stage. I win that goddamn crown.
All because of your dad and polar bears. All because of
my dad and the polar bear. So that, to this day, that is my favorite joke to this day, because I credit that joke and that time where my dad just kind of took me out mm-hmm. of the element and just said, "You know what? Like, let's chill a little bit. Let's relax. Mm-hmm. Let's have some fun with what we're doing here." And I swear to you, since that day, I have never been afraid to go out in front of people, ever. I can remember that day like it is mm-hmm. crystal clear. I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I have never been afraid because it was just a funny time. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, I had built it up in my mind so much that it was so serious, but it wasn't. It was polar bear in the ice hole serious, you know? It was going out in front of 100 people and trying to win a crown serious. That's not very serious.
Right.
So
right.
If you can do that, you can, you know, you can amplify that to whatever measure you have. So that was my yeah. very first memory of not feeling confident.
So relating that to maybe the equivalent of like what the beauty pageant of an adult life might be, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So what would your advice be then to someone who was in that, just that deer in headlights mm-hmm. kind of moment?
It's not as serious as we think it is.
So tell yourself the polar bear joke, I suppose.
Tell yourself yeah. the polar bear joke. I mean, I guess it's the equivalent of everybody in the audience is wearing underwear, which never really worked for me because I don't really want to see everybody in underwear. But it's the equivalent of that. Like, all right, let's take a step back and mm-hmm. let's realize what we're doing, right? We're not performing brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to broker a peace agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Mm-hmm. We're putting heels on, we're going to go walk out into a stage and we're going to smile
right.
and we're going to talk and we're going to be ourselves, right? So let's realize that going out into a stage maybe not as scary as many right. other things that people are facing. And I don't mm-hmm. know, I guess that would be my advice. So, and that's something that I've taken with me a lot. Like, it's just not that monumental of a thing mm-hmm.
in the
like,
scheme of in this perspective
in the scheme of things, it's just not that big of a deal. And if you can laugh at yourself and mm-hmm. if you can have fun, then go out onto the stage
mm-hmm.
and just be yourself and mm-hmm. just do what you're there to do. And I don't know, I guess it's all about perspective. And
yeah.
I'm not sure if that I don't know if that translates, to be honest, but
yeah.
That's my experience. Well, and it certainly helped me. And it helped me have some humor in a time of feeling a little bit nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me realize, like, hey, man, like, this is supposed to be fun.
Right.
This whole life is supposed to be fun. Go out and enjoy it.
And
don't
I think
get so pent up.
The distraction. So that joke,
sure.
that moment of laughter, distracted you from your anxious emotions.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, I draw it like there's a reason that some athletes listen to really pumped up music right before they go perform. I mean, we've all seen that commercial of, especially this past Summer Olympics with Michael Phelps and like the Bose speaker,
mm-hmm.
or I think it was Bose. I don't know. Whatever.
Beats, whatever it was.
Yeah. Just completely in his own head
mm-hmm.
and outside of, you know, it's like you have to separate yourself
yeah,
from,
for sure.
from that, those nervous feelings, yeah. I guess.
And that's why I love pink.
Because
mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm ever feeling a little bit of anxiety, or if I'm ever feeling like, oh, I'm not sure about this, I just blast some pink.
That's your thing.
And that's my thing.
That's your new polar bear.
It is. Pink is my polar bear. Hashtag. Yeah. Pink is my polar bear. So
she's gonna see that trending and be like, seriously? Like,
Pink, I love you. Like, I don't know if you understand my level of love for you. I was jamming out to you this morning when I was doing my workout at the gym after my spinning class. Shout out Redbud Fitness and my instructor, Carrie.
You've been killing it on those spinning classes.
I'm telling you. Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. So, and then I have a date with my rowing machine Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday mornings. And then I try to run on Saturdays. So.
Very nice.
Hey, you know what I'm thinking? So my Spartan, you know, my sprint and my super is booked for June already. So I'm going to Ohio and I'm going to Chicago. Tara and I, you know what we're looking at doing in August? Finishing the trifecta, going to Hawaii.
You have got to.
I'm already going for sure. I'm like gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna buy the tickets. I'm gonna go.
Do you need someone to like?
Yeah.
You know, hold your water or yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. For I'm sure. your girl. For I got sure. you.
All right. I'm doing it. I mean,
why not?
Why not?
Like that's a huge accomplishment. That's so question. Why not celebrate?
That's the question. For sure. So
yeah.
Anyways, what's the time when you felt not confident in your life.
Well, I thought I knew exactly what I was going to say, and then you started taking me back to my childhood with your story.
It goes back to that, I'm telling you.
But truthfully, so we've talked about my height quite a bit, and I hate to like keep going back to that, but when you're going through those most awkward of years in junior high and high school where kids are at their meanest.
Oh, the worst.
Being the 6'1" girl was not always the easiest, and there were many, many times where I just felt so awkward, and looking back, I would actually change my reaction to just like be more resilient and push through. You know, one, like I ran track in high school, not all 4 years because I had a little bit of an injury, and then also I think more of it was mental because I felt so awkward. So high jump was like my jam. I was into that.
Yeah.
But my coach made me run the open 400, which is like, now I'm like, whatever, it's one lap around the track. Sure. But at the time, like sprinting that is really freaking hard.
Yeah.
But I felt so self-conscious because it's like all eyes are on you. I'm like real. So not only am I 6'1", but I am as about unproportional as they come. So imagine.
She's got a bigger wingspan than she is tall.
Right.
I learned that.
Yeah. And my legs are like abnormally long. Like my hip bone is at most people's like shoulders, I feel.
She's gorgeous. You all have seen pictures of her.
You know, whatever. But as a 15, 16 year old, like.
Sure.
Super self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And so when I run, it only takes a few people to like kind of poke fun at how you look when you're running. Like maybe a little bit like a stork. I don't know. Or a flamingo. Might have heard that
before. Were those things?
Yeah.
It happened? Okay.
Giraffe. Oh. Another one.
But you were a giraffe.
Yeah.
For Halloween this year.
Oh, I was. See, the irony. Now in my adult life, I appreciate
those
jokes.
She wore a giraffe costume to work this year. Okay.
My track coach called me Stretch.
Oh.
So, which was
original.
And, you know, it was kind of endearing, I suppose, at the time. Well, you know, that can really mess with your psyche. And it's like, so I didn't run my senior year, and I actually didn't run for probably 7 or 8 years after that.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then obviously, you guys know, I love running now, and I run like 10 times the distance that I did back then. But that, you know, that sticks with you for a long time. If I were to tell myself, if I were to do it again, I would say, you know, you have to be confident in your own skin and you just have to push through. Mm-hmm. That's so much easier said than done.
So let's go to that then. Mm-hmm. All right. If we're telling women, which we are.
Yeah.
To be confident in your own skin. And I do embrace that. I mean, I honestly, at this point in my life, 36 years old, I do feel pretty damn confident in my own skin. How do you get there? How do you feel that way?
You know, I don't know. I really think that just life experience, at least for me, because I think I could have told my 16-year-old self all the wisdom in the world. And at that point in your life, you have kind of tunnel vision, right? So I think some life experience helps, and you just kind of realize that life is too short to not take the risk or be mm-hmm. confident. I mean, drawing it to, like, the thing I thought I was going to say first was when we filmed it and recorded it.
You know, we're going to look back on that in about a year from now, and we're going to be like the deer, and we're going to see ourselves as deer in headlights.
We are, because we pretty much were. The moment when we recorded the teaser for Hustlin' in Heels, we've talked about it before, but Bob and Mike were both in this small recording studio with a camera, and it was like, okay, go, like, you guys are supposed to be really good at this. So in my mind, that's what I was thinking, like, okay, like, I can talk in public just fine, like, I go on the radio live for my job all the time, like, no problem, like, I'm supposed to be good at this. And oh my gosh, that was so nerve-wracking. I did not feel confident going into that.
It took us a very long time to record our 3-minute trailer.
Yeah.
I almost feel like longer than it took to record our first episode.
Totally. So now that I think that there's a noticeable difference listening.
Absolutely.
Between the quality of what that not confident experience was mm-hmm. to now. Mm-hmm. So even like thinking about my track life back in the day. The lack of confidence, like I was not the athlete that I could have been, but people expected me to be so good because I am so tall and I have seriously guys, like my stride is like 3 times what a normal person's is. I get that. It doesn't mean I'm naturally fast. And so people assume that you're going to be so good. And then when you're not, or when you're just kind of like, you know, you're average, but you really need to push it and push it and push it, like that's mentally hard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that goes towards expectations, right?
Yeah.
So expectations certainly have a way of impacting confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are expected to excel and you don't, that's certainly going to take a hit on your ego and on
Absolutely.
Your confidence, and that's going to happen, especially if you're not prepared. So I want to go back to what we opened up with, and that's the whole idea of talking about, essentially, right, like if you're feeling good about yourself,
mm-hmm.
if you feel like you look good, and that sounds kind of superficial, but you know what we mean. Like feeling good in the way that you're presenting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're feeling good about what you know, then that's essentially confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you think about your experiences, I would hasten to argue that you probably agree with that. Anytime that I feel like I know what I'm talking about and I feel like I am put together,
mm-hmm.
I'm knocking it out of the park.
Right.
And that makes sense. So that's essentially really what confidence boils down to. And that's why people work out.
Yeah.
That's why people buy new clothes. That's why people get the hair did,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to need to do soon. My roots are starting to come back. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people spend a lot of money on that. But is looks everything? No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that if you get up, you put your makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't. Who cares? But if whatever makes you feel good,
mm-hmm.
Get up, put your clothes on, get your face on, and then get out there.
Yep. Yeah, so maybe looking good is yoga pants and a t-shirt.
Right.
Like, that's cool. Do you, you know?
Right.
But for you, if that's you, then you probably feel really uncomfortable in a pair, in like maybe a pencil skirt and a blazer.
Right.
So, you know, okay, I get it. You can't, if you had a big job interview, maybe yoga pants and a t-shirt is not exactly the best attire.
Maybe not the best.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, look good by your definition.
Mm-hmm. And that makes me think back when I was a new mom. Y'all know I have 3 children, so I've been through this a couple times. Honestly, my kids are 9, 7, and 3. For the really only within the last 2 years, really, do I feel like I've come out of the haze of motherhood. Mm. There is a haze period, and it is brutal.
Mm.
It's beautiful and brutal. There's no other way to describe it. And if you listeners, if you are mom of little kids, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you have your child, your first child. You didn't know tired until you had your first child. You just didn't. I'm sorry. Like, there is no level of exhaustion like having your first baby. I think back on that and I just wish I could like hug myself from 9 years ago because I was so goddamn tired and just like in a fog. And I believe that's why dry shampoo was made.
Yeah.
For mothers of young babies. And the rest of us just use it out of convenience. But there was a time when I lived in stretchy pants and t-shirts and dry shampoo and ponytails because I was raising babies and I would have spit up on my shirt, you know, 23 out of the 24 hours of the day. And maybe I changed it. Maybe I didn't. Who cares? I had my first baby and then less than 2 years later, I had my second baby. I remember the day that I'll never forget this. The day that I got them to take a nap at the same time, I had two babies under the age of two, and I got them to take a nap at the same time, and by holding both of them, one on my left arm, one on my right arm, and I took a picture of myself with my two babies sleeping, and I sent it to my best friends, I sent it to my mom, I sent it to my sister. It was like such a triumphant moment that I should have fallen asleep with them, but I was like so excited they're both sleeping at the same time that I just had to celebrate it. And so there's just that time where you're just so tired that the whole idea of look good, feel good, that's just really a suggestion because you're wearing yoga pants and t-shirts the whole time. But you do come out of that, obviously, and you're able to go out into public after that. But even for new moms, confidence is important. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling like, you know, I just don't feel super confident in the way that I'm, I guess, presenting myself because I'm tired, because mm-hmm. I smell like baby throw up and all that kind of stuff. So there are different phases of life, obviously. But even if you're in that life, just know that that's kind of... We kind of love that, and we see you out there, and just you being who you are. And moms are superheroes, and if you haven't read my blog about why I still need my mom, like, you're pretty much the coolest damn thing that's out there right now. So if you have babies at home and you're not feeling that confident, you're feeling like you still have that baby weight on, honeys, we see you, mm-hmm. and we love you, and we know that we feel the confidence for you, I guess, is what I want to say, because you're doing the most important work that's out there. So mm-hmm. there will come a time, I promise you, where you can put your heels back on and you can put your pants back on that you actually get to button that don't have the elastic. I promise you that's coming. And but you're doing the good work right now. So
yeah,
feel confident in that.
I want to go back to something you said, too, that in that moment you were celebrating. So I think that's an important part to confidence is celebrating your wins, mm-hmm. because you might be really nervous about something. But if you really think about it, there's something else that helped you get to that moment that you can celebrate.
Yeah.
So don't take those little things that all contribute to you approaching even that big thing for granted.
Yeah. For sure.
So
having a baby is worth celebrating. Getting them to sleep is worth celebrating.
Or like keeping them alive. I mean, the thought of keeping another human being alive to me is like,
You know what else is worth celebrating? And this is going to hit home to some of our listeners here. Nursing. Ugh. Like breastfeeding. I'm telling you, I've done a lot of hard things in my life. That is the most difficult thing and most successful thing I've ever done in my life, full stop, period. Like, I'm telling you, the hardest thing I've ever done.
Just gonna take a
the hardest thing I have ever done, and the thing that required the biggest tribe of my life.
Yeah.
You know, real talk, when it comes to confidence, you know, there's a, I haven't felt less confident than going into a lactation consultant and taking my shirt off and saying, please show me how to feed my baby. Mm-hmm. Talk about lack of confidence. Mm-hmm. But that is combined with the giant tribe of women and sisters that came together to say, keep doing it, keep pushing through. It's worth it. You can do it. We will help you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, that was an accomplishment. And I know that's, like, real talk for y'all out there, but that, if I count my accomplishments in life, that was one of the biggest ones.
Well, it's a pretty big deal.
It was huge. I mean, 'cause it was real damn hard.
Yeah. The closest I can relate is the episode of The Office where Pam finally gets Cece.
Yeah.
to latch. But it's a really funny episode, so.
You would think, right? Mother Nature, you would think. Women have been doing this for, I don't know, ever. You would think it's easy. It's not. It's not. Yeah. It is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But I did it because I had a tribe of women behind me. I had my friend Emily who said, keep doing it, girl. Keep doing it. Keep pushing through. I had my Aunt Sheila, who was a nurse, who said, I'll help you. Just keep going. Keep going. So it really kind of goes back to the whole reason why we created this podcast. Mm-hmm. And that is as a tribe of women who lift each other up, who are definitely inclusive and not exclusive. We're not about that mean girl life. And so that's part of confidence, having that tribe behind you and having that support behind you that's going to push you through. So mm-hmm. we need that as women. So why is confidence important to have as a hustler?
Is there another way?
You got to walk into that damn boardroom, right?
Yeah. How do you put that in words, really? I think it's...
I think that it's important because... as a hustler, perception is reality, right?
Yeah.
And you have to project a sense of power and you have to project a sense of confidence. So if you're not feeling confident, it's going to be difficult to project confidence. Now, can you fake it till you make it? Yes, I do it every day. Every day of my life, I fake it until I make it. There are days that I feel like I'm making it and there are days that I feel like I don't. But I don't let people see that because I'm a hustler and because it's something that's ingrained or something that I've learned. I'm not sure which one, but I think confidence not only is important for your career or whatever field that you're choosing or, you know, just in your personal life to project that confidence. But I think that confidence is important to your well-being. Mm-hmm. And so it has to be authentic. We talk about authenticity all the time and why it's so important to be who you are and say what you mean and mean what you say. And confidence is a part of that. I don't project confidence because I'm faking it most of the time. Are there times when I have to? Yes, we've already covered that. But most of the times I project confidence because I truly feel confident. I truly feel comfortable in my own skin. And that comes from, yes, my experiences, but also from knowing that I'm a flawed person and that that's okay. And knowing that I have things that I need to work on, but I'm doing that and I'm progressing and I'm moving towards the person that I want to be. And at the end of the day, if you don't want to be on my team, if you don't want to be on my side, if you don't want to be my person, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. You can move along. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be in my tribe, right? So lions don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. Mm-hmm. That's just something I kind of say to myself a lot if I'm feeling a little bit down. Confidence comes from within, but you have to build that confidence from within. And so maybe you go to the gym to feel more confident, or maybe you read self-help books to feel more confident, or maybe you talk to your girlfriends to feel more confident. Whatever it is that you need to do to build yourself up as a person, I think that's an important thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And confidence doesn't equal perfect either. So I think being, you said at night, like you are confident even in your flaws. Like I have a tremendous amount of respect for someone who can confidently say, you know what, I don't know that answer right now, but I'll get back to you.
Sure.
Or like, you know what, that's not my area of expertise at all. I appreciate you reaching out, but that's not my lane. Someone that can confidently even respond like that, so much respect. So I guess... just even being confident in your imperfections and acknowledging those, and that's cool. Yep. You're not going to be a master at everything. And
God, no.
No, that'd be so. I think I'm exhausted now. I'd be even more so if I was trying to be.
Yeah. So. We can't be masters in everything. No. Nope. That's for sure. So You know what we can't? We know what we are pretty good at?
Drinking wine.
We sure are. Yep. I mean, we're about to finish this bottle.
Yeah. This is great. I think this semi-dry rosé, Blue Creek from 12 Corners. I need a couple more bottles of this.
Connie, we like it.
If you're listening, you did good, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
And I think you are listening, because I'm pretty sure that you're like one of the loyal tribe members. Oh,
she certainly is.
Yeah.
We do love our Michigan wines. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll try some California ones. That's fine. Yeah. We're fine with that if y'all want to send us some California wines. But we're a little bit partial to our Michigan wines because we have so many around here. So, yeah. Now, we wanted to end our show this week with a segment that maybe we think that will continue, and that is a listener review. So, we have quite a few reviews on iTunes, but if you haven't reviewed us yet, we would love for you to do so. If you haven't subscribed to us yet, we would love for you to do that as well. We talked about it at the top of the show, how you can do that. So something that we're going to do at the end of our show is we're going to read one of our reviews from our listeners. So if you would like to be one of the listeners that we read your review, you need to leave us one. So the one that I'm going to read today is from Megan Terry, and she reviewed Hustle and Heels, gave us 5 stars. Thanks, Megan. And she is a loyal listener. We love her. And she said, "I am so thankful one of my good friends shared this podcast with me. These ladies share some great info, and I love the intro and exit music." So, shout out to Shane Yoder, putthemintosong.com. Brand new podcast, The Root Note. Check it out.
Thanks, Megan. And thank you to whoever shared Hustlin' and Heels with Megan. Mm-hmm. See, ladies, this is why you have to share. Spread the love.
Spread the love. Spread the tribe. We want to grow. So anyways, thanks so much. Hopefully our talk about confidence lifted you up a little bit. We are confident in all of your abilities, and we want to know more about you. So make sure that you're interacting with us on social. And Kaylee, how can they interact with us on social?
At HIHPod across all platforms. So easy.
So easy. And check us out on Instagram. Check out our new blog on Facebook as well. And we are so happy that you joined us this week. We are feeling confident that you'll join us next week because we love you. You love us. We're part of a tribe. Blah, 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 right?
Yep. See you next week.
All right. Bye, hustlers.
Hustlin' and Heels is an NBI Studios production. Your hosts are Stacey Carlin and Kaylee Gaines, and all views and opinions expressed on the shows are theirs and theirs alone. Your executive producer is Michael Bussing, and all music and artwork for the show was created by Shane Yoder with PutThemInASong.com. You can follow along with Stacey and Kaylee on all forms of social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at HIHPod. And you can also send the show an email to letschat@hihpod.com. Feel free to write into the ladies if you're hustling in heels, tennis shoes, work boots, slippers, socks, or barefoot. If you've got a question, comment, or to suggest a guest, or even if you'd like to be a part of the show. That's all we have today, so make sure you tune in next Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for our next episode. But until then, keep on hustling, ladies.